Radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
Here we are, and we got some good kind of Thursday stuff for you tonight. Later on, next hour, we'll learn how the cancer death of John Wayne might have been caused by an atomic blast. Stay tuned on WEIM. WEIM, that's from their smash second album, The Dire Straits and Lady Rider. 1020 on WEIM. WEIM. Get your official Tom Weston cheap and trashy showbiz report coming up in just a moment. But we got to hear from Olivia first. I'm totally hot for the title track. This is Olivia after she went greasy. You better not touch it. WEIM with Olivia Newton-John. Her love is totally hot. It's 10:30 and 1280 notes at the 46th Annual Craftsman Fair at the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. It's being held now through Sunday from 10 until 5 on the lower slopes of Mount Sunapee State Park in Newbury. Admission, $2 for adults and 50 cents for children age 6 through 12. 61 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Tom Weston on WEIM. And now, as a semi-irregular feature of the Tom Weston Air Affair, it's the cheap and trashy showbiz report. Danny DeVito's girlfriend, actress Rhea Perlman, won a role on Danny's Taxi Show. The part she played? Danny's girlfriend, of course, Attaway Dan. Cheryl Ladd is feeling more and more maternal these days. She's anxious to have another child, and so is her husband David. But she adds, I'm committed to Charlie's Angels. No, Jensen.
I'm committed to Charlie's Angels, so I can't say how it will be possible right now.
Alan Alda winces each time that he sees his TV performance as the convicted killer Carol Chessman. I've never despised any character more in my life, he adds. Chessman had no redeeming qualities. His crimes were, in his words, atrocious. 1031 on WEIM. Stay along for the good sound. Something you want to hear, 342-8729. This is Rita Coolidge from Summer Last, and it's called You. WEIM with your typical cheap and trashy disc jockey, Tom Weston, on the Thursday show. This is Robert John. It's called Sad Eyes. 1034 at 61 degrees on WEIM. With Robert John and Sad Eyes, Don't Look This Way, Turn Around, Look the Other Way. Look at that! It's 10:37, Tom Weston on the air. And attention everybody that's cruising through the dynamic streets of Leominster, one of the nation's really great cities. And there's a lost dog report in, especially if you're in your car and you're out around Main Street in Leominster. Take a gander out, look for a white Afghan with blue and some black stripes on it. There's a reward being offered. Call 537-0308. That's out on Main Street in Leominster. If you don't remember that number, call me down at the station.
This is Johnny.
WEIM, secrets about John Wayne to be revealed next hour on WEIM. This is the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Do it or die. It's 1038, 61 degrees. WEIM with the Atlanta Rhythm Section. You've got to do it or die. Well, this is coming up on your last chance to win the inimitable WEIM Summer Fun Picnic Basket for six. So it's going to be all this week on the Chuck Morgan Show, afternoons from 3 until 6. New music from the Commodores in just a moment on WEIM. WEIM, that was the first big record for the Brothers Gibb, the New York mining disaster, 1941, or Have You Seen My Wife, Mr. Jones? These are the Commodores, brand new with Sail On. It's 1046. WEIM with the Commodores, Sail On there. Sail On there, listen. It's 10:48, 61 degrees. Tom Weston on WEIM, trying to pronounce my way in through the night as we ride our 1,280 kilocycles to the dawn. Rapping on those beer cans, and the people turn the music into gold. That's John Stewart at WEIM. It's 10:51 in the city. 61 degrees. Off we go for 5 minutes of news through the magic of radio to New York. And next hour we'll have the big story. Did an atomic blast have to do with the death of John Wayne on WEIM? Hey, hang in there, Tigers. WEIM, can you feel it? Oh, I'm glad you can. Another hour of great music. Okay, that's Diana Ross singing her one note. We'll see if she's learned the rest of the words to the song. It's 2 minutes after 11 o'clock. Tom Weston on WEIM. Did you ever have one of those days? Days where nothing even went right. Took a shower this morning and I stuck to the soap. 2 minutes after 11 at 60 degrees. Tom Weston on WEIM. WEIM, that certainly sounds like a hard way to learn. Diana Ross, and love taught me the way to cost of being the boss. Winning number tonight in the Mass State Lottery Numbers Daily game was 8840. WBIM, the Thursday Show. Tom Weston reminding you that the Lung Crisis Center, 99 Day Street in Fitchburg, will be holding a summer training session in August for new volunteers. If you've got 4 short hours of time a week and you'd really like to help others, Luck would like to train you in crisis intervention and telephone counseling. If you're interested, call 345-7353. You got our cheap and trashy John Wayne story coming up later this hour on WBIM. These are the sweet inspirations. A lot of things are on the way, including love. 10 after 11, it's 60 degrees. WEIM, where you can win a summer fun picnic basket for six all this week on the Chuck Morgan Show. Afternoons from 3 until 6. Oh, I love the nightlife. I love the disco kind of rides. Tom Weston, the Thursday Show from WEIM. This is brand new from Sister Sledge, getting lost in the music. 60 degrees at 1018. WEIM, getting lost in the heavy sounds of Sister Sledge, lost in music. It's 1121, and the weather check calls for it to be. It's fair tonight with lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, showers developing with highs near 80.
This is WEIM Program Director Jack Raymond with a Night Quality Stations editorial entitled, Let's Get Behind the Joe Benedicts so the people can win when an independent giant is willing to fight with that big Hulk in Washington. Time is available for additional viewpoints.
WBIM, the Tom Weston Thursday Show. It's 1124. This is from Breakfast in America, Supertramp and the Logical Song. Hi, that's certainly a logical song from Supertramp on WBIM. It's 1127. Prime Value Mart, 783 Water Street, Fitchburg, is the store to shop for bargains all year round. And that's especially true during the summer. Come on in and save, because they've got these low discount catalog showroom prices. This Saturday, there's going to be another one of Prime's highly successful ear-piercing clinics. From 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. for just $4.99, get your ears pierced. Ear Piercing Clinic this Saturday, August 11th at Prime Value Mart, 783 Water Street, Fitchburg. And remember to shop Prime Value Mart for all your summer and outdoor needs.
Jerry Vale singing that old standard, Less, or Slits Light.
WEIM with Bobby So Fine Butler, cheaper crude or no more food. Now, the News and Public Affairs Department of the Tom Weston Organization has would like to prevent this following editorial broadcast, thing that the cancer deaths of John Wayne and other stars have been linked to an atomic blast. This is from one of those papers that, you know, run these really great newsworthy stories. I was defiled by UFOs. Well, anyhow, in this week's, John Wayne and other giants of Hollywood's golden years all died of cancer after making the movie The Conqueror on location in the thick of the nation's worst radiation fallout zone. Wayne, Susan Hayward, Dick Powell, Agnes Moorehead, and most of the top production people on that same movie all developed cancer after months of film work in St. George, Utah, between May and August 1954. Now, this was the scene of America's worst nuclear accident. It was known as Dirty Harry, one of 87 open-air atomic tests in the nearby Nevada range between 51 and 62. Now, they detonated a charge at 5:05 a.m. on May 19th, 1953, and the wind came up and blew this radioactive cloud across St. George. Wayne and a lot of the other Hollywood stars on locations didn't know about the radiation dangers. Tons of red earth that had absorbed lethal radiation from Dirty Harry and other test fallouts were bulldozed into huge carriers and taken back to Hollywood, where huge indoor sets were built from the material. Now, John Wayne died of cancer earlier this year. Dick Powell died in 63 of cancer, and Agnes Moorehead in April 1964. Pedro Armenter Diaz committed suicide after learning that he had cancer of the lymph gland in June 1963. Carol Clark died of emphysema in 1973, and he had prostate cancer throughout the latter end of his life. Makeup chief Webb Olander died of a heart attack in May 1975. So did this contribute to John Wayne's death? The atomic blasts. Beats me. WBIM Extra Extra, when we make love, it's something to write about in the papers. The main event, Barbara Streisand on WBIM.
Monturi Oil has
WBIM, this is the Doobie Brothers from their album Minute by Minute, Depending on You. Tom Weston, I'm depending on you to listen on in Thursday nights, Friday, throughout the week. From 8 until then, sometimes in lieu of the ball game, always after the ball game on WBIM. WBIM, I like that. That's the Doobie Brothers. Darling girl, so there for my rescue, because I'm depending on you. Next up, Chuck Mangione with one of the biggest hits from 1978. Boy, if he could make love the way the people he plays that horn, the girls just must come up to him and say, oh yeah, feels good. 1143, Tom Weston on WBIM. and WEI with truly one of the great singers of all time, Chuck Mangione. It feels so good. Winning lottery. I got my mouth retreaded. The winning number drawn tonight in the Massachusetts Lottery's numbers game was 8840. WEIM, that does it for the Thursday show. Tom Weston saying goodnight, everybody. Just remember one little thing. The word is that I love you. Discovery is next on WEIM. It's 11:50, 60 degrees. This is the Electric Light Orchestra from their album, Discovery.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full-service air check source. Aircheck.com.